What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. Let me lay down. I'm on my bed, and I was sitting up, but I'm like, let me get in a more comfortable position. This episode, I want to talk about, would you rather hurt yourself or others? I thought about that the other day because majority of my life, I hurt myself so I can make others feel good. I hurt myself so I can make others feel comfortable. I hurt myself so I can make others feel wanted. With me hurting myself, I wasn't being authentically me. I was giving more than I was receiving. I was taking out a lot of me to bring in a lot of people's energy in my space, which gave me emotions of lack, trauma, and pain. And I had to ask that question of, who will I rather hurt, me or others? And I know if I hurt myself, it's long lasting, where I have to get up from it and heal. If I hurt others, though I don't want to hurt them, it won't be so hard for me to get over. And I'm not saying to intentionally hurt others, but I'm speaking of when you put boundaries up. When you walk away from people, when you stand up for yourself. People get hurt when you become a newer version of yourself that's not going to stand for disrespect, or that's not going to stand for energy being taken from them, or from energy being taken from yourself, or basically just evolved you where they're not able to understand that. And I feel like even when sometimes people be like, yeah, because you need to change, you need to stick up for yourself, when you do it to them, now it's like, whoa, hold up. You're doing it to me. I just said that you could do it to everybody else. But a lot of people get a reality check. It's like, no, it's not only them I'm doing it to. I'm doing it to every motherfucking body. There's no special treatment for anybody to treat me a certain way. So I feel like this part of my life, I had to ask myself frequently, who would I rather hurt, myself or others? It's inevitable. You get hurt, people get hurt, but it's not normal for you to always be hurt by people on a consistent basis. And I felt like I was going through that, and I didn't want to go through it, and I don't want to go through it. So I had to ask myself that question a lot in order to train me consciously and unconsciously, so I know where I stand with people. I know how to stand up to myself towards people, and I know how to become authentically me. And I know I discussed, you know, not people pleasing, be authentically you, standing up for yourself, putting boundaries. And I at times am really hard on myself, but I feel like I haven't instilled my boundaries. I haven't spoken up. But simultaneously, I had to understand, if you also going through it, that you are growing. You grow on a daily basis. And you have to be patient and loving towards yourself, because it doesn't take a day. You know what I mean? It does not take a day. And I'm not doing therapy at the moment, but I do want to do that. I even want to do spiritual therapy, but I feel like I'm evolving alone, and I'm being very self-aware. I'm being very mindful of how I feel when I make decisions or even when I'm around certain people. And I'm also being mindful of the conversations I'm having. How is it making me feel? How's my mind consuming this? Or what is my mind saying? And what is my heart saying? And what is my chakra saying? You know, like, I'm taking that all in effect because I really want to evolve. I want to change. I don't want the same thing over and over. Life should never be that way. Life should never be the same for you. Life should be different. I'm not a robot. I'm not. And I don't intend on being one. So it's just like, I have accepted changes in my life, and I know that there is going to be changes, and there will be changes, and there have been changes, and I'm okay with that. But at this point in my life, I'm like, I don't want to be hurting no more if I don't have to. If other people got to get hurt, hey, oh well, that's how I'm feeling. Because I no longer want to feel that. I don't want to be in that corner being hurt. And it's a real ass question. It's a real ass question. Because sometimes people will rather hurt themselves than hurt others because they want to be loved. Quote unquote loved. I say quote unquote heavy because it's like, they only love the falsified you. They don't love the authentic you that's upset that you lowered your boundaries. They don't love the authentic you that is irritated that you had to give all your energy towards people. They don't love the authentic you that always has to help others and recommend shit when sometimes you just want to keep that shit to yourself or you want others to give that to you. You understand? You're giving people the falsified version of you. That's who they love. That's who they appreciate. That's not who they respect. So what do you have to lose if you're hurting others before you hurt yourself? What do you have to lose? People? People come and go, but your worth will always stay. The love for self is way warmer. And when you give that to you, the right people will come along that will appreciate and love the authentic you. And understand you and willing to understand your growth and willing to respect you. Respect, love, and understanding goes hand in hand. It shouldn't fluctuate. It shouldn't be going up and down and hill. It should all go in the same column, monolith. You understand? It's difficult, especially when you're used to pleasing others so much. It's very difficult, but it's a realization that you need to have in order to be happy. I don't believe being sad, upset, angry, irritation should be life. Because that's what kills your body slowly inside. That's what kills your mental state of mind, your spiritual sense of being. You have these negative emotions that grow bigger and bigger in your body. And you wonder why you're going through all this physical pain, all this mental anguish, all this spiritual blockage. You gotta change in order to see that change in you and in your world. So I ask, who would you rather hurt, yourself or others? Nothing but peace and blessings.